Welcome to the Philippe Matthews Show at thepmshow.tv. Named the Oprah of the Internet by Mark Victor Hansen, Philippe Matthews doesn't ask questions that are different. He simply asks questions that make a difference. The Philippe Matthews Show features entertainers, bestsellers, authors, thought leaders, change agents, and world-class experts in the field of personal, spiritual, and professional development. An internet marketing entrepreneur, Philippe is the creator of the How Movement, dedicated to teaching people how to move from the mindset of hope to the process of how. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, move from the mindset of why to the mindset of why not. Tune in right now to this latest edition of the Philippe Matthews Show and watch your life grow.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Philippe Matthews Show. We've got a phenomenal cat on the phone with us today on the show, all the way from Australia. We've got Daniel Reichnitzer. Is that correct, Reichnitzer?
Reichnitzer.
All right, close enough. Daniel is the author of The All-Knowing Diary. And let me tell you, this book and the process that he has come up with is life-changing and life-altering, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring him on the show today. And welcome, my friend. Welcome. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Philippe. It's an absolute pleasure. And g'day to everyone out there.
Well, let's talk about this book, The All-Knowing Diary. Talk to us about what it's about, because you're really, it's all about brain power and accessing your brain, using the part of the brain that you don't normally use, and really unlocking your brain potential. But let's go into what was your journey to come to the All-Knowing Diary?
It's a great question, Philippe. It's really a journey that was filled with the school of hard knocks. You know, like for many of us, we're learning to see what works and what doesn't, and we're learning to discover parts of ourselves, you know, that bring the answers as opposed to parts of ourselves that are leading us up the garden tree. So my journey was one where I was following what society would say was the right way to go and what society says brings happiness. And Philippe, I kept coming up empty-handed, you know, I kept coming up with, you know, certain failures or lack of fulfillment, financial issues, relationship issues, and a lot of really severe health issues. And really it got to the point, and I'd always had a very strong intuitive feeling, but I ignored it. Let me say, I ignored it at every chance I got. Because it was inconvenient. You know, it wasn't saying what I wanted it to say, so I would go the opposite direction, and of course I would end up at the bottom of a barrel or a very sore head after hitting a brick wall. And you get to a point where, you know, you're almost 30, and you go, you know, I'm not quite where I hope to be. Maybe I'll start listening to that little feeling inside that's been telling me that there was a smoother, more gentle, appropriate way. So I kind of threw my hands up in the air and said, all right, I'm ready to listen. And that's really where, you know, the journey of the All-Knowing Diary kind of kicks in. So it's been very interesting, very challenging, and very rewarding.
You know, it's an incredible piece of work. Now, you are, as a result of this, you're the founder of the UI Group. What does the UI Group do? We know that UI stands for Universal Intelligence.
Yeah, Universal Intelligence Group is about teaching people who they really are, that underneath the layers of limiting beliefs that we've accumulated throughout our life, that there is this incredible pure consciousness that is busting to come out and busting to show you what life is really about. So we teach a whole range of different courses, some very, very advanced concepts, from going into the subconscious mind to perceiving and working with other people's subconscious mind, tapping into your own superconscious mind and helping others tap into their superconscious mind, topics from pain-free birth, profound parenting to all-knowing entrepreneurs, you know, very advanced cutting-edge quantum physics, if you like.
Oh, I love this. This is right up my alley. Now, you talk about in the work that you say, you know, we're using a small portion of our brain. Is it actually true we can access 100%?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the irony, there's always these beautiful ironies in life. The irony there as to why we haven't been accessing a full part of our brain is it's kind of, it's where the science, the scientific and the spiritual come together as one. So if you can imagine that the biggest activator as to why, how we activate our whole brain is this beautiful condition called self-belief. And self-belief is kind of a bit empty at the moment. Very few people are raised with self-belief, so very few people are using their full brain. But when we can nurture that state of being, that self-belief, the whole brain kind of sings in resonance to that, as does the rest of our body. And that matches a frequency of our superconscious mind, which is an all-knowing part of ourselves, the source of our intuition, and we're able to access pure genius on demand. It is a sublime experience, and I'm very happy, very lucky that we get to teach it to people.
You call this whole brain intelligence. Define that a little bit more, whole brain intelligence.
Yeah, sure. As most people know, the brain is divided into two major hemispheres, the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere. And there's been a lot of talk about which one we use, but that's been overlooking the fundamental purpose. The fundamental purpose, like many things in life, is the two becoming one. And when we activate a state of self-belief, both hemispheres move into a space together working in unison. And something profound happens then, Philippe, and that is the brain no longer acts like a hard drive, you know, just regurgitating our beliefs or our fears and our current information. But the brain actually becomes more like a wireless internet antenna. And it's able to kind of cipher in this universal intelligence that form around us, where it's like we're living in this field of living energy, living intelligent energy, and we're able to draw on that in that whole brain space.
This is fantastic. You know, the staunch metaphysicians would use this analogy to the Akashic Records, or being able to access the Akashic Records. The quantum physicists like Deepak would say, this is, you know, we're tapping into the unifying field of unlimited potentiality.
Yes.
Wayne Dyer would call it intention. What is it that that you use of this universal intelligence, or is that really the word that you use to describe it?
Yeah, look, there are many words, and we kind of use different words because people have different understandings and people are at different levels. But I think the easiest way to understand it, if I can take a second to explain it, is that if you look at the human body, we're really a physical aspect and we're a non-physical aspect, such as consciousness. And we see consciousness existing as within inside ourselves. But in truth, we're actually existing within consciousness. So this field, the quantum field, the unified field, intention, universal intelligence, collective consciousness, this is really pure consciousness, pure intelligence that is really what's behind not only the design and functioning of the human body, but in the design, the ecosystems of our planet, our solar system, and the universe around it. And when you begin to tap into this intelligence, it is mind-boggling as to what information is available. So, you know, the whole all-knowing diary came from that space. It wasn't my thoughts per se. It was what was coming to me when moving into that elevated awareness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is fantastic. So talk to me about tapping into this universal intelligence. I love the aspect and the teaching that, you know, the brain is not as much more than this regurgitating mechanism of memory, and that it has the ability to tune in like an antenna or like, you know, wireless internet to download everything that we need to know, that we need to do, and how to do it.
I was just going to say, the experience of it is, if you can, like we said, if you can see the brain almost like a radio tuner, and basically the way it works is it will do whatever you tell it to do. That's its function. It will give you the experience that you intend. So to tap into this field, basically what we're doing is we're holding an intention to no longer perceive my beliefs, my memory, my level of intelligence, and moving into a greater level of intelligence. So, and we can dial that into all different kinds of frequencies. Pretty much everything that we can see physically with our eyes and everything beyond that is like a radio station filled with insight and information we can actually dial in through our brain. It's quite amazing.
You know, we hear all the time of people, and we all have had these experiences where we will think of someone, and then the phone rings, and it's them.
Yeah.
We all have these kind of aha, like, you know, moments, but we don't really, we take them as coincidence. We don't take them as, hey, that's just a natural, it's a natural function of our brain.
Yeah, you know, in so many ways, it's such a shame that we didn't follow or we hadn't yet followed those breadcrumbs, because those experiences of walking into a room and feeling a vibe or thinking of someone and they pop into your head, that is the beginning of what accessing universal intelligence is. It's been giving us all a hint as to what's possible, but, you know, barely any of us have kind of given it enough attention. But that is, you know, we all have that ability, we've all experienced it, but as to what becomes possible when you start nurturing that muscle,
mm-hmm.
and you follow that, those breadcrumbs further, you know, literally, quite literally, the whole universe starts to reveal itself to you.
Let's talk about, you know, utilizing this and initializing this. I mean, what are some of the techniques, tools, or processes that you use to teach people how to access this all-knowing? I mean, is this, you know, analogous to, I don't know, hypnosis or something like that, or is it much broader and much deeper than that?
Yeah, look, it's definitely much faster. We, you know, when you get to access this level of intelligence, you can ask any question you like. And obviously one of the biggest questions we asked, you know, quite a few years ago was, well, how do we teach it? You know, this took me 12 years of banging my head up against a brick wall. How do I save people that rocky road? And the intelligence revealed something phenomenal. First of all, the most important thing is that we create a state of self-belief. And in the All-Knowing Diary, we show a really amazing technique to create that, because what most people don't know is that within our hands, we can actually use our hands to draw in other energy frequencies that we're not necessarily experiencing within ourselves. We have this amazing repertoire of frequencies that we can attract in, and we can then use them to amplify certain frequencies in our brain. And I know that sounds really abstract, and this is why I put a whole book behind it, but there is some phenomenal capabilities that are available to us when we're using that whole brain. So that's really where it begins. We need to access self-belief. We need to clear away any of that self-doubt, and we need to know that it is possible. And that's really where the book takes people, giving them the exact ability how to do it.
Now, one of the things that I love about this work and this book that you have is, you know, for years there has been millions of people who have attempted and some successfully used meditation techniques, transcendental meditation techniques, visualization techniques, and really that is kind of like, even though some of that is advanced, what you're doing is really taking it to the the PhD level in terms of accessing, because so many people are frustrated. They've used all of these techniques, and they're like a hamster on a wheel. It's still not working. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, it's so true, and I guess, you know, what comes to me when you say that is my life purpose is really to bring through this next level of the how-to. Because, you know, Philippe, when I was young, my father said to me, he said, you know, there's this thing called universal intelligence, and that's where our ideas come from. That we bring ideas in. But he never knew how to act on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was really, you know, my life which showed me what those tools are. So, as I said, you know, when you can access the level of the intelligence that put us on this planet, you can go straight to the fastest, most direct route to achieving anything. And that's really what fortunately, I was shown and how to do that, and that's what we put in the book.
Now here, I don't know how it is in Australia and around other parts of the globe, but you know, here in America, we have been going through a really major economic shift. And one of the things that is immediately on the minds of many Americans and I believe people around the world is how can this improve my economic life? How can I find work? How can this help me define why am I here?
That is such a fantastic question. I'm really glad you asked that. There are about two answers that I'd like to give to that. The first one is that when we can move beyond who we currently see ourselves to be and see who we really are, that intelligence will send you on the fastest, most direct route to living your purpose, which is a insulated space from economic downturn. You know, we're dealing with an intelligence that keeps the planets in orbit, and it knows exactly what is the fastest route to financial success and financial abundance. And it may very well be the opposite of where you think you should be going, but it will take you in such a fulfilling place. So that's the first thing I want to say. We're dealing with an intelligence that is beyond any marketing expert, beyond any financial expert. It just knows the best path for you. So if you want to insulate yourself against a financial downturn, that is definitely the fastest way. So if I may add, just the second aspect to that is where as human beings, we're kind of dragging around a reality with us. That reality is called our subconscious mind, you know. And every time we hear about economic downturns or every time, you know, we were told as a young kid that no pain, no gain, or you got to work hard to be successful and it's not in your family to be successful or any of those things, we're carrying around these beliefs and we happen to be living in a reality that reflects back to us what we believe about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if we're wanting to change our individual reality and our planetary reality or country level reality, we need to shift the beliefs that are at the subconscious mind, because we will keep creating the same experience whilst we're holding the same belief system.
I absolutely love that.
The two spaces we really need to be addressing.
I love the term dragging our reality with us, dragging another reality with us, and that's our subconscious mind. Now, and so really, the other thing that we're looking at is that we are in some ways, consciously and unconsciously, dragging around a group of other consciousness and subconsciousnesses that we kind of just tapped into, and we can't see the forest for the trees, and we start to judge the appearance as real when it's more so just a reflection or a hologram or a holodeck of what we're dragging around as our reality. So that being said, should we start to work more within ourselves, pull away from people and kind of live in the world and not be of it? How do you find that balance when you're in the muck and mire, you're in the war zone, but you want to go somewhere else and create another reality?
Yeah, look, it's definitely a tough challenge for many. And this is where what becomes available when you go into that whole brain space. We move above the confines of the belief system, and in that space of intelligence, we can actually find out what the truth is. Now, the more truth that we access, like the more questions we ask and the more assumptions that we test into that space, the less limiting beliefs we carry. And it's this beautiful, beautiful situation where as we let in more truth, our limiting beliefs, all those realities of the other people's consciousness that we're carrying around, they dissipate, they just evaporate. So it's really important that if we can start nurturing that self-belief, not only are we accessing an amazing intelligence to steer us, but we're actually starting to move beyond that current, if you like, that pull of everyone else's consciousness. And
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. You talk about, and I like this term, and you say the brain is not the source of genius. It's rather the key to unlocking it.
Yeah, you know, we've, for a long time, we've seen the brain as, you know, the thinker, the machine, the source of the intelligence. But in truth, every single one of us, by the very virtue of being a human being, have access to genius. Now, I know this is hard for a lot of people to grasp, but let me put it in this way. If you have ever looked at the human body and you've stopped for a minute to see the magnificence that we are, you'll see there's such an incredible intelligence within us. Well, that is the same intelligence that is available to us. So the brain is really an amplifier and a filter of intelligence as opposed to the sole generator of it. So no matter what our upbringing, no matter what our qualification, you know, Philip, I've had 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds do our courses, and they can come up with such intelligence that would put a Harvard professor to shame.
I believe that. I've seen that myself.
You've got to see this in action. It is the insights, the wisdom will bring tears to your eyes. It is so profound. And these guys haven't been to school or university or anything, but it's in all of us. It's just the nature of what it means to be human.
You bring up a very good point that is replete within this book and within your work, and that is for those that are listening in, and that is this is really for everyone. It doesn't matter what your economic status is. It doesn't matter what your educational background is, if you have one or not. It doesn't matter what you have gone through, what you are going through. Everyone can do this. This is something that is your birthright coming out, and everyone has access to it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And as I said, we teach 5-year-olds, we teach 85-year-olds, and the biggest thing people need to understand is, and we've kind of been conditioned to the opposite, in this current Western world, in the modern world, we think we need to add things to ourselves to be somebody. You know, we have to add cars or careers or education. The irony, like in so many areas, it's the opposite. All we need to do is we need to remove the self-doubt, remove the thought that this isn't possible, and within every single one of us, every molecule of our being, is this intelligence. So it is our, you know, it's more innate to us than learning how to walk.
I love that, which kind of takes me to reminds me of a piece in your work where you talk about virgin thought. Talk to us about what virgin thought is in terms of new thoughts completely altering one's life experience.
Sure. When we're operating from a space of the standalone brain, when we're just in one hemisphere or the other, the brain is just kind of regurgitating its beliefs and the knowledge we've accumulated. And that is what's keeping us in a holding pattern, you know, where we're moving very slowly and we're kind of destroying ourselves at the same time. When we move into this whole brain space, we're accessing the very same intelligence that created our ecosystems, that created birthing, reproduction, everything, nature. And that there's this, within that intelligence, there are concepts to do with medicine and healing the body. There are concepts to do with business. There are concepts to do with sustainability that are almost alien. One can say alien to the human race at this point in time. They're so out there and they're so far from where human beings see themselves that we haven't been able to access it. So when we start seeing ourselves as more, a greater level of intelligence becomes available, and that's the virgin thought. The virgin thought is insights, inventions, innovations, technology, healing methodology that hasn't yet been tapped into yet. And that's some of the techniques in the book as well.
Incredible. How can people get in contact with you? What is your web address for the organization?
If everyone wants to go to the allknowingdiary.com, that's allknowingdiary.com, jump on our Facebook, come look around on the USA tour, see where we're going to be. We're going to be coming, I think, near your neck of the woods. So we're going to be down at Sacramento, one of the places, in Carmichael. You guys are down that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to be
Where are you going to be? You're going to be what's the location that you're going to be at? Where are you going to be doing your workshop?
Yeah, we're going to be
in Sacramento.
In Sacramento. We're running a workshop down there teaching people how to access this super conscious mind. the all-knowing brain. It's at the Alternative Meditation Center. That's on the 26th, so just a few days away at 6 p.m. All the details are online at the All-Knowing Diary. Come along. We're gonna get to teach you some absolutely, you know, this is Virgin Thought. We're going to be teaching you some techniques that have come from Virgin Thought. So we hope you
understand. Incredible. Now, last question. Now, one of the things that I think stops most people from just initiating, taking the plunge in something like this, and really this costs nothing. I mean, just delve into it, just give it a shot. But I think the thing that stops most people is that they have bought into and have given power to one of, in my opinion, the most damaging beliefs in the history of humanity, and that's the belief of doubt. How do we break through that?
Yeah. Doubt switches off the whole brain. So, you know, it is the most damaging state of being in humanity right now. You're so right. How do we move beyond that? Okay, there's two things. There's this two sides to each human being that really everyone needs to know about since we're in primary school. There is a part of us, there's two kind of inputs to our intelligence. One is what's true, and that is an energy or a frequency of self-belief. Now, there's a second part of us, we kind of, as I said, there's two, and that's self-doubt. Now, self-doubt is what's not true. So we have a dual aspect to ourselves that is constantly showing up the opposite of what's true. And we, as human beings, are put into the situation of we have to choose, do we follow what's true or do we follow what's not true? So anytime you're experiencing self-doubt, anytime you're experiencing those fears, you just need to know right now. We're going to teach you how to deal with this in the course, but just between now and time you come and visit us, just know self-doubt is the opposite of who you are. It's not real. It's just an illusion.
So just wow, I love that. That is so powerful.
Yeah.
That is so powerful, Daniel. I mean, that is one of the things that I think most people have, I mean, I know most people have never even heard of such a thing, and that is because, you know, they believe what they believe.
I wish, Philippe, that when I was in kindergarten, someone had said that to me. Because if you don't know that there's those dualities, those two aspects, you actually think that it's real.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, and so it starts wreaking havoc and playing a role in your decision-making when really it should just be ignored and gone, thank you for that little contribution, but I'm going to go with what's true.
I love that. And now, you know, I know I said that was the last question, but you started something here, and so I've got one more question. And that is,
oh, please. I'm loving our chat. Keep going.
I know you got to get going, but I want to say this. Hey.
You keep going.
Okay. Listen, there are a lot of people who have tried again, and nothing's working. And, you know, there's in psychology, there's that whole dynamic of what we call learned helplessness, where they just basically just completely stop trying, which is, I would assume, a mechanism of self-doubt, which is where it begins. But, you know, can you give the people who are listening to this and saying, oh, I don't know, I've tried these kinds of things so many times, and it just, you know, it didn't work out. And a lot of people, you know, not taking anything away from, you know, the intention of the secret and various different other modalities, it worked for some and it didn't work for others. This, I know for a fact, works consistently all the time, but there is that self-doubt and the constant failure of using these self-help systems. Speak to those people who are listening right now that are saying, you know, why should I give this a shot?
Yeah, it's such an important point, and it's something that comes up a lot. The first thing I'd like to say is it's not your fault. The fact that some of these things haven't been working for you is not your fault, so please don't beat yourself up. Because what's going on is, in the subconscious mind, now I want to underline that because it's not what you're consciously aware of. There are so many beliefs in the subconscious mind that actually cap what's possible and what's not possible. Now, if we are holding a belief such as I'm not good at math, or personal development doesn't work for me, or everything works for everyone else but me, if we're holding those kind of beliefs at the subconscious level, then it doesn't matter what modality you're going to use, you're going to keep experiencing that same belief. So one of the best things that we do in our courses is people are stuck. We've got these amazingly trained, what we call our UI mentors or all-knowing mentors. They work with you at the subconscious level, instantly pinpoint that exact belief that's holding this process back and remove it. And then everyone is able to do it. It's just a belief. It's not real. So if you're feeling that, hey, nothing works for me, it's for a very good reason. It's because there is a belief in a subconscious mind. It's not because you're faulty, because you're not. You're perfect. You're amazing. It's just that there is a belief that's just tripping you up.
Incredible. And this work obviously gets to that belief and eliminates that belief so that you can be free to download everything that you need to know to live the life that you choose and desire.
Absolutely. If you look at beliefs, they're actually a kink in the hose pipe of all knowing.
Mm-hmm.
They will filter out how much we can access, how fast we can access it, and what kind of topics. So, yeah, the more truth we shed, the more truth we access about what's real, that kink dissolves, disappears, and becomes a funnel, and we can bring in some amazing insights about all kinds of different areas of life.
This is incredible. You know, we talked about the economic aspect of this. We talked about, alluded to how children can use this and unlock this. One thing we didn't talk about, I want you to briefly speak on, and that is the power of profound parenting and how parents and children and their children can work together with this.
Wow, you're going into very deep places here, Philippe. This is great.
I love this work, as you can tell, right?
I'm loving the connection with you. It's awesome. The profound parenting. Wow, this just takes parenting to a whole nother level. By default, we tend to parent either exactly the way we were parented, or we go the complete opposite in rebellion. You know,
right.
And profound parenting is really about accessing that part of your child, what we call their superconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
and some would even call that their soul. It's where we're tapping into that sublime intelligence that's within them, and we're actually obtaining instructions on what is the best way to parent this child from within the child, and that's how we parent them. How to discipline them, how to bring out the best in them, how to cultivate the genies within them, how to ensure boundaries are in place, when to ensure boundaries. That's what we teach parents. Profound parenting is tapping into the soul intelligence of that child to get the exact know-how.
I love that. You know, I think, you know, obviously parenting is the most important role, I think, in life, because you're in charge of one. And if you decide or don't decide to be a parent, however that soul comes into your life, into your experience, as a result, however, there is, especially within impoverished communities around the world, where many children are born into generational poverty. And I remember talking to a psychologist, and it's now been pretty much detailed that a child that is born into economic poverty basically has the same level of stress and post-traumatic stress syndrome as a soldier coming back from the Vietnam War.
Wow.
It's unbelievable the detriment that it does to the child brain and development and generational poverty. Now, from what I'm understanding from reading this work, absorbing this work, having a conversation with you, is that because we are able to tap into this all-knowing, it supersedes space and time, future, present, and current. It's always now. And so you can actually reverse, if you will, this generational poverty within your family by using these techniques. Is that correct?
Look, how do I emphasize that and underline and highlight the importance of that point? It is so important. You know, a child, like you said, you know, that is also, not only is it our important role that we get the parenting as best we can, but a child is our contribution to the world, or our lack thereof contribution, what we can give or we can take away.
Well,
and
fair.
So if a child is inheriting a whole host of our limiting beliefs, our poverty beliefs, our violent beliefs, we're contributing poverty and violence back into the world. So we need to learn not only how to shift our own limiting beliefs as parents, but then how to shift the limiting beliefs in a child so that they are actually seeing themselves as pure consciousness without any labels, without any constraints, without any limitation. And that is what's really going to make a huge difference on this planet, because kids are going to be coming from a genius space rather than I'm not enough and I need to compensate for that.
Wow. Wow, what an explanation. That hit it right on the head. You know, this, I, as you can tell, I'm really into this work, and I'm really an altruist. You know, this is something that also can shift, because, you know, we all know that we can tap into this higher intelligence, but I don't think people really grasp the power of what it means, is that we can actually see world peace in our time using this process.
You know, peace externally is going to come from peace internally. And the more we can be that man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror and start clearing out any of the resentment or anger or hurt and upset and frustration that we're carrying in our life, the faster we're going to see that peace being mirrored back to us in our external world. And the more we do that, the more our leaders, our world leaders, will need to follow. Because, you know, if we truly do want world peace, not only do we need to walk the talk ourselves and make that change, but we need to start electing enlightened leaders. And that's really
going to
be the big change.
I love that term, enlightened leaders. I love that. Last piece that I wanted to, we did not talk about it, I'm sure people listening in, there are some people this will apply to, and that is, there are also a lot of people that are dealing with chronic painful illnesses and health issues. And, I mean, I've been reading case study after case study of this work, you know, healing juvenile, is, you know, as far as juvenile arthritis, you know, up to, you know, helping with pain-free birth and cancer, or just even as simple as acne. So talk to us a little bit about how this work helps restore your health and your body image and self-image to its really its natural state.
Yeah, look, it's an area where we do spend a lot of time in healing the body with a lot of people and helping people. But I think the very first thing people need to understand is that the human body is a feedback mechanism to show you how you see yourself and how you see your life. Now we all know, Philippe, that if we get stressed, you know, hair could fall out, or we get sweaty palms, or we even get a stomachache. But really where I want to take people and where people need to understand is short-term thoughts and feelings create short-term symptoms in the body. Long-term thoughts and beliefs and emotions create long-term symptoms in the body. So if you go into the subconscious mind and you get to see, wow, since the time I was in the womb, mum and dad were having an argument about whether I should be born or whether I shouldn't have been born. I'm carrying a belief from that time. Yeah? Yeah.
Wow.
And if you can imagine, what that does, if you're carrying, I don't belong, I'm rejected, I'm not loved, or any other permutations, I'm not good enough, I'm not as smart as my brother, blah, blah, blah. If you're carrying those feelings and those experiences for years and years and years, that's where our chronic illness and chronic pain is coming from. The body is simply reflecting back to us how we see ourselves and how we see our life, and it could be as far back as being in the womb.
Unbelievable. Daniel, I absolutely am behind you 100% on this work. We will promote you until we're not able to do it anymore. And I'm going to tell everybody about you and say, you need to get this cat, you need to get this book, and you need to find him somewhere. And now, let me ask you this. I know you're not from, you don't live here in America, Do you have a practitioner program where people can learn this and take it back to their countries?
Yeah, look, it's so exciting. You know, not only do we teach people how to access this all-knowing brain for themselves, we actually teach people how to become mentors, so all-knowing mentors, where they're actually tapping into that person's all-knowing self, that superconscious mind, to give them the messages and the insights and the guidance that that person is unable to receive for themselves. And this just blows, and not being disrespectful to any other profession, but when you're talking about other kind of counseling or coaching, this just takes it to a profound level, because it's not about you, it's not about your expertise and what you know, you're cutting straight to the source of what's in that person's highest good. And yeah, we teach a whole practitioner course. We'll be doing that in LA over the next few weeks. So if you want a whole new career that makes a profound difference, then please come onto our website, The All Knowing Diary, and you'll love what you see.
Incredible. You know what I have to do? I have to have you come back on. There's just no way we can sit down in one conversation and have and just answer all the questions. It's just impossible. So you just got to come back on the show.
I would love to. We're here, we're here for another 8 weeks. I would love to come back, and I'd love to chat more. There's heaps for us to talk about. No, absolutely.
Fantastic, my friend. I love you. Thank you for showing up in this time, in this place, and space, because Lord knows you're needed. And so is the work that you're offering and bringing to the world. Let's talk again real soon.
You're a beautiful man, and thanks for making this possible for me to share all this work, and congratulations to you for being such an amazing being and an inspiration to so many people. So thanks, Philippe. I can't wait to chat again.
Love you too, my friend. God bless you. Thank you for that.
All right. Catch you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, my friend.